Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of One Health, One Community. My next guest is Emily, a senior at UConn majoring in Allied Health Sciences. She's heavily involved in the Students for One Health Club as the current vice president, and for the past 2 years, she has been the One Health Week director, where she organized activities and keynote speakers for the week surrounding One Health Day on November 3rd. I'm excited to hear more about Emily's academic goals and their connection to One Health and the Students for One Health Club, which began as a result of students' interest in our previous guest, Dr. Bushmick's One Health class. Thank you so much for joining me, Emily. It's so nice to talk to you and hear more about another student's perspective of One Health and the connections between human, animal, and environmental health. So thank you so much for joining me.
I love talking about One Health, and I love talking about our club especially. So thank you for having me.
So I always begin each episode with asking each guest about what does One Health mean to you?
So One Health, it's kind of hard to kind of define, I guess, even though there is a definition out there. I'll just say what I say to everyone who comes by our table at the involvement fair, which is that One Health is, it's the intersection between human, animal, and environmental health, but really it encompasses everything. So the problem with what it means to me is it means everything to me. But to narrow it down a little bit further, it kind of also means that everything that we do in our daily lives and like interact with is touched by One Health. So One Health to me, it means being more conscientious about where everything we come into contact with comes from, and being more conscientious about how everything in the world interacts with each other, because as humans we are affected by human health, but then when I think we all get into a little bit of trouble when we start being too narrowly focused on human health and we don't think about things such as animal health or environmental health, both of which play a huge impact on our health. COVID-19 is one of the best examples, unfortunately, in recent years of the importance of One Health, because it probably, has an animal origin, like the virus. And unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of ramifications with human health. So that also, has a huge impact on environmental health, because thinking about all the masks that we dispose of, all the chemicals we're using to clean our environment, et cetera, et cetera. That's just it's a bit overwhelming to think about, but yeah, to sum it up, really, One Health means thinking about everything in connection to each other.
Yes, definitely. I think that, like you were saying, it's easy to think about one aspect of One Health more than another. I know I'm an allied health sciences major, so I definitely do have more classes kind of catered towards the human health aspect of One Health. What's your major?
I'm also allied health, actually.
Okay, and what year are you?
I'm a senior, and now I'm taking a lot of allied health classes too. One of my classes actually just finished talking about a lot of zoonotic disease type diseases, and I was cool. Huh, I've heard this before.
Yeah, definitely. Those are really interesting things, and I feel like it's useful information always. So what are you hoping to do in the future as a future career goal?
So right now I'm working on applications to apply into a master's in public health program. As for my eventual career goal, I'm not 100% dead set. I just feel it's very much shooting yourself in your own foot if you say you're going to do one thing and then you keep going at it, even if it just doesn't leave enough room for flexibility. So I haven't definitely decided what I want to do. Medical school is a maybe on the table, but I'm also realizing, even before the pandemic happened, and certainly, while the pandemic is currently happening, public health has just been a really big passion of mine. And I want to definitely explore that, especially with social determinants of health. That's my biggest topic of interest right now, with how just a lot of the socioeconomic status and disparities are affecting health inequities across the nation and across the world. It's a bit hard to tackle it, because there's no like one specific solution. It's like one of those things that has a holistic solution, but then that requires everyone to cooperate and like, you know, be nice to each other, which is kind of hard. But that's definitely what my current like near future career goal is. So, you know, fingers crossed I get into a program and hopefully be able to study that further.
Yes, good luck with that process and everything. I think I can definitely see how what you want to do in the near future with even like applying to a Master's of Public Health program could be connected to One Health.
Yeah, definitely. My experience with like One Health in college has informed a lot about my interest in public health, because public health is, I still feel like it's one of the biggest connections to One Health in our current like understanding, like as a society, like one of the institutions that has the biggest connection to One Health specifically. So I was like reading up on like the CDC website about One Health, and it's just very interesting because a lot of the times they underline we need a greater understanding for One Health in order to tackle X, Y, and Z problem. But then outside of like the CDC website and outside of like Students for One Health, how often do we really talk about One Health? It's very interesting because I know a lot of other countries that are like, you know, not America, like in Asia and Africa, they speak a lot more about One Health. They have a lot more focus on One Health. And in like more, you know, quote unquote developed countries like us, like the US and like Canada and like Europe, it's like not a huge topic. I think we just need greater consciousness for One Health in America, because so much of it is connected to the connections between like us, animals, and the environment and beyond. So just not having that kind of knowledge and like general literacy about One Health is, it's like preventing us from doing a lot of actions and like being conscious enough to like do behaviors that would greatly minimize our like health inequities and like health risks. But those are just my thoughts on the matter.
I think that's a really interesting point too about other countries. I hadn't really thought about that and like their incorporation of One Health, but I know when I've been doing research, I've also seen like some other websites from other countries with information on One Health.
Our club, when we started out, we were like working out with like the bigger One Health Commission, which is an umbrella organization for like One Health around the world. And they also like organize, you know, One Health Day, which always falls on November 3rd every year. And since we work a lot with them, I did a lot of like, you know, looking through their website and everything. I just noticed how many more people that were from like Africa and Asia and even like Latin America that were involved with like the One Health Commission than they were compared to like the like West and like North America and Europe. The closest institution I can think of that has like specific like One Health educational program is Tufts. I actually looked into Tufts too, but like that's also falling under their veterinary medicine school, I believe. I can like speak more about like the One Health Commission. I think they're doing fantastic work, but like it's also like a reminder that it really is a collective effort to make One Health a thing.
Definitely. I know you were mentioning too how you originally like found out a lot of information from the One Health Commission to get the One Health Club started. How did you become involved with One Health or the One Health Club originally?
So in my freshman year, this was second semester, so like the spring semester, I believe it was spring 2019. I went on the Daily Digest as one does when you go to UConn, and I was looking through the listings, and I saw like, oh, like I forgot what the exact wording of it, but it involved like, it said like, want to get involved with like a health club, like come to our meeting. We're a brand new club. We're called Students for One Health. And I was like, I got nothing else better to do. And it's like, you know, I think just being like, at the time I was like definitely pre-med for sure. I'm still am technically, but I'm not like, you know, like I said before, I'm not 100% dead set on it. Anything with the word health in it definitely attracts quite a few freshman pre-med students. So of course I went. And I saw a lot of people were there too. They were all like from like a lot of different majors, not even like health majors or like biology major. I remember there was like a civil engineering major there at one point. I was like, cool, wow. But anyways, that was like the very first meeting for Students for One Health, and it was held by our like founding like executive board members, who have all like graduated at this point. So, and I have to like take over their like shoes and everything. Oh, they're kind of big to fill, but that was basically how I got started because I came in knowing nothing about One Health, and they said their club was inspired by Dr. Bushmick's special topics class that she holds every spring about One Health, and they said that they wanted to take that class a step further and create a One Health club to promote it to like general like UConn student population, because that class only touches like however many students sign up in that semester versus a club that has the potential to touch like a much greater amount of people. I don't even have a number on it, but like a much greater amount of people, and it was like much more casual too. So that's how I got started, and that's also like coincidentally how this club got started too. And I just thought like, well, it's like really cool that and human health is like not the only thing that's related, because I was looking to expand as well beyond it. Like touching upon like animal health, environmental health, and that how that related specifically to human health, since I was coming in from a human health like academic perspective, it just like helped broaden my horizons. And I just like wanted to give back to that, like, and help other students broaden their horizons as well.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And it also sounds like a great variety of students that can get involved and just kind of like share interests if it's not even exactly what like each person individually is studying.
Definitely, yeah. We were talking about like one of the biggest things that we always want to do is like outreach, and that means like expanding beyond just like the typical majors and like people who would be interested in One Health. Like we already have like we know that animal health people like pathobiology majors, etc., and like environmental health like people, like they're all like very interested in One Health because they've been hearing about it. And even with like human health, like a lot of people are like also are now hearing about this more often. But then it's like the question of like how do we get engineering students involved, because they could play a huge role in like helping to like find One Health oriented solutions for like the modern world. How do we get art majors involved? Like they have like a huge role. They could potentially play a huge role in communicating like what's it, health education and communication through art. Those are the questions and challenges that we as a club are trying to work on.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I feel like it's not something that I would originally think about would be getting like art majors involved in One Health. But we also had another student on as a guest on this podcast, and he was talking about interior design affecting the mental health and behaviors of students and how that affects like students' interactions with the environment. So it's kind of all indirectly connected too, I think.
Definitely, I agree with you on that, and the other person on that.
I also know that you were talking about how you had like a One Health Day kind of recently. So I think you had events and celebrations surrounding that. What was that like?
So, okay, I'll explain a little bit more about like the One Health Day and etc. thing. One Health Day falls on November 3rd, and it's like kind of it's like overseen by One Health Commission, and they actually encourage everybody around the world who's like affiliated with them. That includes us, as we are technically like also we sign up to be a part of the One Health Commission as well, to do something in celebration of One Health and like to help raise awareness in their region. We kind of took that a little bit further, and we made One Health Week. So that means like the entire week that November 3rd falls on, whichever day it does, we have a whole week of programming and workshops and events for UConn to like kind of experience One Health, and kind of also like one, raise awareness for a club, and two, like help them get involved with their club. So I actually was One Health Week director for like the first 2 years of the club, And I've passed it along to two very amazing One Health Week directors as well. But I can, like, this is like an area I'm very intimately familiar with. What involves One Health Week specifically for us is we have, we try to invite like guest speakers, especially, and we like want to end our week with a keynote speaker. Last year over COVID, we invited Dr. Deborah Thompson, who is like, she's a veterinarian by trade, but she also like was up on Capitol Hill being like a science, essentially a science advisor to, it's one of the senators from California, but she's up on Capitol Hill, like doing science advising, talking about like climate change and how that's really important. And like, you know, with the California wildfires, like she can go on a whole thing about that too. But she came to us to talk about the importance of science communication, because that's also very important in our world to get like, you know, policy and One Health merging together, because that's how you get One Health to be incorporated into a lot of our daily lives, you know. So it was like a fantastic talk. And she also came to One Health, our One Health conference, which is held in the spring, to talk about her journey to getting up to that point. I just think she's a fantastic person. The year before that, our keynote speaker was, it was actually two keynote speakers. We had a disease ecologist who talked about her research with mosquitoes and urban areas and how like urban structuring and planning and like affects mosquito populations and therefore affects mosquito like born diseases in those areas, which, you know, spoiler alert, they also disproportionately affect people of low socioeconomic standing. So that really piqued my personal interest. We also had someone who worked with the USDA, who is also a veterinarian, but he talked about his work with One Health, and he goes around the country like assessing a lot of like livestock animals to see if, like, you know, stopping any potential outbreaks, like if there's any symptoms of potential disease in like chicken populations, for example. Like that's going to be a pretty big concern, and you kind of have to take care of that as soon as it arises. So he spoke a lot to us about his work too, and like I'm just like very like proud of making the keynote speakers a hallmark of One Health Week. The other parts of the week, it also involved like we do fundraisers. Like every semester we kind of do like a bamboo toothbrush fundraiser. I'm sure you've seen that on the Daily Digest. It's always a hit, because every toothbrush you ever use still exists on this earth if it's plastic. That's a pretty unfortunate thought to think about. So why not get one that's more biodegradable? We do workshops. We had like in the past fast fashion seminars. We have this like semester we had like public health professionals from around the country come talk to us about their work involving One Health. I'm drawing a blank right now, but there's just like, you can look on our club website as well to see more about our past programming, because we've tried to like touch upon a lot of different topics in order to appeal to the wider like UConn community, because we know that not everyone's going to be strictly interested in animal health or like environmental health or human health. It has to like be people from like all kinds of like walks of life. I hope that made like some sort of sense and give you a greater picture of what like One Health Week entails every year. It's like it's a huge labor of love, I would say, because it's definitely like planning starts around May and the week happens in November.
That's a great accomplishment. Those seem like great speakers, and I feel like that's really like valuable knowledge. So I was just wondering, these sound like great events to get involved in, the planning and execution of One Health Week, and just, I'm sure, just regular meetings being involved in for students for One Health. How can students get involved in the club, or do you have any suggestions for students getting involved with One Health in general?
Sure. So I'm going to say, please come to our meetings. Our meetings are, like we try to tackle a huge diversity of topics that relate to like One Health and everything. We also, this semester, made our meetings virtual because we realized a lot of people can't make it. And like, and people are also like a little bit more anxious about coming back in person and being in a room full of other people. So we made our meetings virtual this semester. Whether that will like continue in the future, we're like still thinking about it. But it's a bi-weekly thing because we understand everyone's schedule is busy. I believe the last one, our president, Andrew, talked about like the meeting from, like that happened very recently, about talking about how each nation should tackle climate change in their specific, like, well, within their nation, obviously. So that happened, like that was our last meeting. And then before that, I mean, I remember I led a meeting about the One Health impact of like reusable cotton totes and how they're actually not as sustainable as everyone thinks they are, sadly. So just trying to appeal to a wide audience, but we obviously can't do that if people don't give us feedback. I highly encourage anyone who's interested in One Health and getting involved to at least start with our meetings and like see if anything interests us. And we're also like very open to what other people are interested in. So if anyone has anything they're interested in that they want us to talk about in a future meeting, like highly encourage them to contact us about it. A lot of people also get involved, or like at least initially hear about our club through our like hallmark events in the semester. So for the fall semester, that's One Health Week. In the spring semester, that's One Health Conference. And I didn't go much into depth about this, but One Health Conference is like, it's a basically like over a weekend in the spring semester. And it's like the same thing as One Health Week. There's like a whole bunch of programming, but it's more like, I guess, speaker focused. There's also workshops in between and everything. COVID-19, you know, there were limitations to what we could do, but it always like gets a lot of people interested and involved in the spring. So those are also two really great ways to get involved with One Health, at least at UConn, because it's not even just like strictly like, oh, you sit in a room and you listen to people talk. No, like there's a lot of really cool workshops. We like talked about the mental health impact like on One Health, and we made like mini terrariums as a result. Like they're like harvested a lot of like local plants and like also like just local soil and everything. So there's that too. And to like get more in general, if you want to get involved with One Health, there's like a lot of One Health oriented organizations around their region. Like I said, in the Northeast, there's like Tufts University has a program. So if you're really passionate about One Health, definitely go for that and look into their program, see what they have to offer. But honestly, like there's so many like nature oriented programs and animal health oriented programs. And there's like an up and coming like amount of human health oriented programs that will touch on One Health. I highly encourage people to look out for it. At this point, like, you know, I will say again, One Health really encompasses everything. So, you know, honestly, if you look into like One Health in any organization you do, it will probably pop up. And you can also like spearhead it yourself if you like want to, you know, take initiative and do something for One Health. Also look into like, you know, One Health Commission and see if there's any regions, like any programs they list in your region about that, like focus on One Health. I remember we worked with, in the first year, like the disease ecologist that we brought in for One Health Week, she belonged to this institute called the Carey Institute. It's in New York. It's in upstate New York. And it's like, it's very like disease ecology, environmental health, animal health oriented things like wildlife health, conservation, all that fun stuff. So that's something that's within the Northeast region you can look into if anyone's interested.
Thank you. Those are great suggestions. I think this is really informative for the students at UConn and just getting more involved with One Health and more information on the club in general. So thank you so much for all of your information. It was really nice talking to you and learning more.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, obviously, you can tell I'm very passionate about our club and our like in this topic, and I really like want to express my appreciation for like you bringing me here to get this opportunity to once again ramble about it. just a quick plug on our club. Our meetings are once again like bi-weekly. We haven't settled on a specific time in the semester, but you can always look us up on like UConTech. We're Students for One Health. We also have a website. It's UConSOH.wixsite. That's WIXSITE.com/onehealth. All lowercase, no space in that point. You can follow us on our Instagram. We're at UConOneHealth, no space, all lowercase.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm sure that'll be really helpful to students.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening, and be sure to look out for more episodes of One Health, One Community.